Fire away, say.
Yes, why I can give thanks to life, same as usual. You know?
Serious thing. Welcome again, Ballhead and the Dread Podcast. Today's a special show with a special guest, the Dread. Yo, today we're gonna be interviewing right side. Today I'm actually gonna be interviewing and reasoning with the Dread, aka the Art Tarshi, because the Brethren, as we've been letting you know, you have a new EP out, Disrupting the Status Quo. And we're just gonna speak about it, let the people know what's going on. First tune I want to go over is, and you do have a video for it. Tunes, he has a video for. I'll be putting the link in the description. Is Pumps and Pride.
Even through the storm, I don't get weary. No, no, yes. Send my cousin down, don't care who see me. No, no, yes. Man, I'm not ashamed and pride. Hold my head high. Man, send the boy struggling on ya. So send a word to my daughter. When I really sit around and look, I'm gonna get up on my pumps and cry. Be a legend in the book. Muhammad Ali in his pride. When I really sit around and look, I'm gonna get up on my pumps and cry. Be a legend in the book. Muhammad Ali in his pride.
Because that was, you know, I go, that was my favorite tune, but that kind of got knocked off. That got knocked off the pedestal. So, but no, let's talk about Pumps and Pride in regards to the production of it and the message in there.
Yes, I so you know Pumps and Pride. I have a elder called One Blood call, and him introduced me to a bridge from Ireland Records. So once we get the introduction, him sent me a rhythm one night, and him sent me the rhythm. Believe me, like 10 minutes. Pumps and Pride. Ready, because we're on the road and we're meditating, because we reach a stage in our life now where we start think ahead. We don't really want the hype and just that acknowledgement from people. And all right, you're good at art, you're good artist. No. For me personally, anything with me the more, I make sure I'm the standout person and that we have some impact. Because really and truly, we come from a place where so much things could have happened. So we start thinking to ourselves, you know, say, we really, really, really need to be this great, great legend towards this whole craft. We can't just do it and be mediocre to the craft. So Pumps and Pride kind of entail every single detail. I struggle. Like if you even listen to the tune in your ear, we say, we couldn't find the butter, so the bread, we have to wait it. It has show you, say, you have times when time things never did work away. But what we know that the mission has to get accomplished, because you know, feeling really exists unless you bring feeling into the picture, you know, that most people don't understand, you know. And you know why feeling coming in the mindset of most people? Because them have ego and them have pride and then them have doubt. So them self-esteem are really in check. So Pumps and Pride now is just really a compilation of all of that. Where we are, where we're coming from, and it's like where we want to go, but we'll put it on a beyond just a subjective element, we put an objective element in it and say, all right, everybody can relate to this in the most part, because when I'm to all the garbage man and the igla who I sell, them can you can even start off as an igla own all the supermarket. So it's just for sure people say that we need to have the vision and we need to leg off of the pride thing, because pride thing disrupts other people.
Not reality meds. And for those unaware, I've known our target for a while, so I've seen the growth personally, and it's very impressive, right? And True Pumps and Pride have a motivation vibe to it. We want to get to one next motivation tune here that's on my workout playlist when we were putting in the work, Rise with the Sun. For anyone interested, he did release a video for it, so you check it out. So
right heaven, left foot, punch away the heaven, keep them off them foot, forward ever, backward ever, blessings to the show, cause the words turn off the tongue of hunger higher than the bone. I'm falling, I'll rise, I'll get up once I got life. Teardrops fill my eyes with joy, none can destroy. Give thanks for the life I'm living. Could be gone, I ran up in a prison. I sing, I shout, thanks for another day. Oh, oh, oh. Rise up with the sun, give thanks another day.
Give us a story behind that one, because that carry more fusion vibe. I know we burned the fire on the fusion vibe, but it carried a fusion vibe with the message. It's upbeat, you know, and I enjoyed it. I actually listened to it. I work out like 5 times a week, so I listen to it 5 times a week, guaranteed. So let the people know about that one.
I know the reason why, when it comes to fusion, enough time, the reason why the fire might burn upon the fusion is because a lot of people try to do the fusion, try it, like them directly go in line and say, okay, I'm going to do this fusion and try preset everything. But is for we, it different. It's like once the rhythm would drop our foot, we just start thinking about the message. So it's like the roots is that internally in a me. So we can't stray from the roots at all. Because when Keelstone send the rhythm come, that's the next one again to be, because Keelstone, which is a producer, Keelstone send the rhythm coming at the night, and I sit down and meditate. I say, you know what? Time for sleep, because sleep is important. So we leave this off now. Rise up in the morning and bam, feel the energy. And it wasn't really like thinking about the song. It's just hearing the rhythm and literally looking at the sun rising. I'm holding a morning meditation, talking to myself, because that's the one thing we do every single morning, talk to ourselves, try to reaffirm, reassess certain things, self-evaluate. I said, no, I'm going to rise up with the sun, give thanks another day. It's as simple as that, because the rhythm just gave me the punch, and now we start thinking about it. Oh, we're going to add a revolutionary element towards rising with the sun. So we start to right jab, left hook, punch away the evil, kick them off them foot, far, whatever, backward, never, blessings couldn't shook. Because the words sound after Congo Bongo higher than a book. So we start going our meditation, like what does sun mean to we? What does life mean to we? What it mean for give thanks? What it mean for really create, so to speak? And that's how Rise with the Sun come up together. Because one thing we find, like you see, even if we have a song and it's upbeat and it still have our vibes, and it can make you really feel happy, so to speak, because a lot of people call Rise with the Sun a happy song. We still want it that you're happy, but you can't happy and neglect the revolutionary element. That's the reason why we still entail us all of them details, the inner lyrics, you know?
So yeah, so boom. Bridget sent me the album. We there listening. And I got a weird listening process, right? Because believe it or not, you know, when I really take in the tune when I'm cooking.
Yes, so, sir.
When I'm driving, it come like background music sometimes. I ain't really getting into it too tough. But if I when we there hotting up the pot, that's when I really take in the whole vibe, you know. I said, BC, this one kick to the crew. So let me play a piece for the people again on the recorded version, then you can reason. Fire, tell me about this one. First of all, tell me about the rhythm here, because the rhythm here goes super hard.
You know, it's a funny story again, too, because Many Rivers was actually built and was created in a next rhythm. So the next rhythm, a compilation with a couple of different artists, Luther and Fire, Jack Yor, Anthony B, and a couple other people. But I was telling them that, you know, so this rhythm is not complete. It needs some saxophone, because we know when time some elements and other thing missing. And then so me never really send them the session, because as a musician, I wouldn't really care about big names, so to speak, you know, or for be with big names, and you know, I would just want to make sure the music right. So when I reach out to the producer, now apparently the person who introduced me to that person, them have some form of disagreement. So that person are telling me, say, him no want me use that rhythm. So that's all right. No problem. Cause you know it's not really one where we create a whole heap of fuss and fight for certain unnecessary things. So we say, all right, we been know the music. We and the elders them link. One, I talk to my father, I tell him, all right, we're gonna get up all of the great musician them, lick a rhythm for this. And we're gonna make sure say, it's solid and it have the roots in it. Because remember, it have a lover's vibes, you know. It's a ballad, so to speak, you know, but it's a ballad and it have a roots rhythm. I will need the guitar for you to sing. I already have the saxophone them for really go off. So we just link up and flabber. Really direct and orchestrate the session. And they him have a drummer called Makiri, where him link with a drum and bass spirit. Them do a whole heap of session together recent. So we just draw in bubbler on the keyboard, and then we just Earl China Smith come in on the guitar. Well, we already have a version Anand on the saxophone. So it's like a whole fusion, and we have Congo Junior them on the percussion. So it's like a whole fusion of different musicians who know the roots, and believe me, the rhythm come out good.
And Fire, what's the vibe? Because I will say a majority of tunes, the latest tunes, have been using live musicians in the thing kick. Why are you moving towards the use of studio musicians compared to computer?
You know, so for me personally, it's not really moving towards, because my career kind of start off on that pace, because my second release, really in studio with Roots Radix, so that I grew. So CM Flabba and Ratatam, that are Style Scott pan the drum. And then man they, and Tony Asha them pan keys. And then man they will start off their career really they in a studio and a singer live, you know. So it was always there for you. Because I remember my father, Donovan Joseph, is a Roots man, Time Unlimited from 1970s. And you know, we have D Bro and a family. So when you think about it now, Fire, like the roots really sit with me, because me nothing to me can compare a computer rhythm to a live rhythm, because the energy behind the live rhythm is like a whole community, a participating at the thing as opposed to a single individual. So it feels nicer.
And before I get into the next tune, Escaping by the Night, Fire, have you managed to be patient? I know the script, Fire, we're reading all the time, so I know the strategy, but how have you managed to stay focused and be patient and be humble in regards to your musical journey? I know that you're not rushing it, and it's kind of just really very strategic and very patient, especially with the type of songs that you're putting out.
It's just a mindset thing, man, because watch this. You see, most of the musicians, them, you see, the key is to make sure you say you're not hungry, you know. When we say hungry, all right, you're most hungry mentally.
Financially hungry.
Yeah, you're not financially hungry. See, because when you're financially hungry, then you start do some things where you never expect of yourself. So one thing we make sure, so we do, we make sure, so we try set our pace and lay the foundation. So we want to do the thing right. If we rush the thing, it not gonna have the real essence where it's supposed to have, because a lot of people don't understand this enough. Fire. 2 minutes of fame is good enough. But just when you set a legacy, and that's the next part of the thing. Everybody wants to create a brand. I don't care about a brand, Fire. Like I don't care about any brand. I really want to set a culture, set a legacy. So when a man hear red already, I'm supposed to say room for dead, yeah. And it connect him back to the struggle of Rastafari, connect him back to so much different pieces. So that is where attach really I come with. I don't care if I want a brand or brand attach it. No, man, a brand for you. If you want a brand, you have to look for a corporate company.
And Fire, also, as a person of the next generation, the younger generation, this EP here was released on Red Music. You're the rightful owner of the tune. So at what point did you start learning the business to say, you know what, Fire, we're just going to release it ourselves and make sure we have full ownership of everything? Oh, by the way, it is distributed by Tuff Gong International, for those that want to know.
You know, say, all right, Red Music Group was officially formed 2017. And 2017 was the same year I released my debut album. I released the debut album in June, the company officially formed in December. So, right in between when the album just released, we're thinking to ourselves, you know, so when I really like or the direction of this, I got too much people have too much hands in this thing, and them really want to come and have a talk. Even if them get a small input, them want it seem like them are the main person who drive the thing. I said, no, that's not really right. Because if somebody else drive my thing in a fire, if Atachi say, you know, someone want to get in some musician and lick some nice roots rhythm, I said, no, that's not the flow that we're going with right now. We have this computer rhythm and we have these type of things. So try working with one of these and try creating that nice love song. No, it's not me. You see, if I feel to do a love song. If I feel to do a hardcore revolutionary song and burn room, I don't care about the backlash that it come with, I want to do that. And the only way we can truly do that and be self-reliant is if we have our own record label. Because that are the only driver for we for no say, yo, it's a real motivation for the real independence towards the music. Or else, that's why you see most people start off on a revolutionary front. If you check most artists, them start off nice and them burn fire the right way. I will leave Ella. I even see Ella say it recently when I interviewed them. Them start off a burn the fire, but then them kind of get them kind of tone it down because them want to really appeal to everybody that way. And plus them have other factors within the music. So it start influence with them output.
I like how you said that in a diplomatic way. We could have said it another way. We said it in a very diplomatic way. All right, fine. We want to get to the next two. We want to get to the next two here. Escaping by the Night. People taking this one right here.
No one to see a visionary rise. The mood I want me dead and buried. Now I'm going. No, my God is stronger. Someone I'm gonna make them do me just like where them used to gone. Rise. Look how them killed the Donkey Marty. Just because them want for break the land and freedom on it. But just the moon but get killer. Even though we never did, I do no wrong still. Escaping by the night. I've got to leave this side. Leaving out a room. You know me won't go home. Escaping by the night. I've got to leave this side.
All right, fire. So let the people know about Escaping by the Night.
Yeah, so that's why it's produced by Mantigo Records. And it's a next auditing rhythm that, you know, because I think when Ella sent me the rhythm, the first thing come to my mind is like, who create this rhythm? This rhythm like is like it bring me to the 1970s. And then me I get realized that because the musician them too, because if I'm not mistaken, I think even Asmode to play on the one too. Because I know him Asmode did a couple of sessions of Mantega Records too. So it's like, it really take me up on a journey. I'm going to close my eyes and I say, you know what I say? Rhythm is a free way from the whole oppression to see me, because the vibes you get. You know, when time a roots rhythm just hit you and it make it like it touch your soul. I would just have to start put some lyrics on it and where I say, we really want to leave out a room, because that's what me really hear up on the rhythm. And then for the second verse now, we just really play with the rhythm again. And you just hear some whole heap of different riffs. I mean, like Mota Baruka come to my mind. I'm going to start play around with it, and I said, try a dub poetry style, and yeah, so wait, but it worked. African people, descendants of the land, do not make them trick you with the white man plan. You better know and overstand. White man now go teach you to defeat white man. School to prison pipeline isn't just a random act. So listen, them have them plan for transhumanism. Them come here with them ism and schism. At the time, it was like, would I read a whole heap of articles and I try to do some research on human 2.0, which is them call it transhumanism, which is an actual thing, because a lot of people don't think it's like a made up thing where they might try to evolve humans to actually work with artificial intelligence and all of these things. So that's where Escaping by the Night really set the tone, really set around human 2.0 transhumanism. So it's really educate people on all of these things, and then also teach them about what really take place 325 AD and the Council of Nicaea and all of that thing, you know?
Reality Med Fire. And even though this tune here is not on the EP, we gonna play it for you, Fire. Fire Now Blaze, taking this one here. All right, Fire. Fire, we give thanks for the reason. We give thanks for the work. I'm impressed with the work because I know where the thing coming for. I know the amount of effort that you put in. Everyone listening, Fire, only way to support the Brazilian is purchase the music. That's what it comes down to, Fire. The link is in the description. All streaming platforms and different means of purchasing, but support the young warrior, because people always talk about reggae music, this and it's not dear. Then when people make music that carry the energy and carry the power, you know, it's for us to support it so the artists could continue to do the work. And you know, because remember, they got family to feed, they got bills too. I think people forget about artists, right? Like they're not a responsibility, yeah. Like they're just making music. Now they got bills too, they got children too, right? They got things they want to, you know. So different show today, Ballhead and the Dread interview the Ballhead that is interviewing the Dread.
Yes, sir.
And Fire, I know you got the thing back there. I think some people not putting two and two together, Fire, that one, you're also an artist. And I don't think they know it's you at the end of the video singing too. I really, because I don't know what better connection we could make, because you look the same, so I don't know. No, I just constantly, even if you look in the comments or I get all these emails about
it. Who is that?
And I'm just saying, like, but I guess some people look at the videos and don't look at the podcast, and vice versa. People don't look at them. So
that's a focus, man.
not reality meds, but it is what it is. And we give thanks for the work, and we give thanks for everybody supporting Baldhead and the Dread Fire. I know we've been saying it, we've been busy. We gotta do the anniversary vibe, man.
Yeah. True, man.
You know, I know we've been saying it, so hopefully you can remember, because I know we just get on it and touch your reasoning, but hopefully we can remember and get into that. All right.
Reality.
So remember, support the Bridger and link in the description. Disrupting the status quo from the one and only Art Tarchi.